For more than 50 years, Gruber has been telling it straight. That won't change. Here's Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. The last time I saw this guest, he had a big smile on his face because the president had just announced that they'd be putting $300 million into the Great Lakes and continuing to fund the Sioux Locks and everything else. Congressman John Molinar with me. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's good to be with you today.
Obviously, it's been a pretty good couple of weeks for Michigan when it comes to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, $300 million. The president says he will fully fund it. Democrats say they're skeptical, but it looks like that's moving forward, doesn't it?
I believe it is, and the president fully embraced, supporting our Great Lakes. You know, it's one-fifth of the world's fresh water. It's an international border, and these funds are used to keep our Great Lakes pristine and keep pollution out, keep invasive species like the Asian carp and other problems out of the Great Lakes, supports a tremendous economy for Michigan and the Great Lakes states and throughout the country.
All right. Well, you know, tell me about this Great Lakes Restoration Initiative a little bit more in depth. What does it mean? There are eight states that border the Great Lakes. Michigan by far the most. Pennsylvania shouldn't even have, I mean, they've got like 22 feet or something on the Great Lakes. But you know, we give them credit for sneaking in there along Erie. Erie, Pennsylvania, that is. But tell me, what does it mean for you and I and for people that live here in Michigan?
Well, when you think of the economy that we have, the tourism, the recreation, boating, fishing, it's vital. When you think of the, you know, shipping that goes on the Great Lakes, that's why the Sioux Locks are so important. But this funding is used really to ensure that that the ecosystem is protected. It's a unique ecosystem. When you think of organizations like Ducks Unlimited that we partner with that improve the habitat and keep runoff from, polluting the Great Lakes. When you think of things like the Asian carp that if it ever entered the Great Lakes would be devastating. And this funding is used at universities to research, you know, what ways we can best protect our Great Lakes for future generations. And so, you know, $300 million seems like a lot of money, but when you think about it, it's 80% of the country's fresh water, 20% of the world's fresh water. We have a lot to protect, and I'm really pleased to see the president step up and lead on this, and it's great news.
When you talk about, you know, and here's my concern for a lot of people is, you know, as I'm about ready to go out here in the next handful of days and go after the steelhead that should be running pretty well in the Muskegon and the Grand Rivers, I know they are pretty well right now, and I want to go out and be part of that because I enjoy Michigan as well as you do, Senator, excuse Congressman. But what I want to know is this. Can we continue to keep invasive species out? Asian carp. I mean, we've seen now that they're probably, you know, some indications that they've made it into the Great Lakes. How damaging is that going to be? And once they are in, because they've come up the rivers, how do we get them back out?
Well, it's a challenge, and we want to keep them out. And, you know, they will attack the food supply for, our game fish. They eat the smaller fish. They are a tremendous threat, and so, you know, we're working hard to ensure that, you know, when it comes to the areas of sort of the choke points that are lead, there's a lock and dam in the Chicago area where, you know, that's a big threat, and, you know, we're working with the Army Corps of Engineers in the Brandon Road lock and dam area to make sure they don't get in there. But there are other choke points that we need to protect as well. And quite frankly, the Army Corps of Engineers has not moved as quickly as we'd like, primarily because there are some financial shipping interests in the Chicago area that, you know, don't want to see disruption. But at the end of the day, our Michigan delegation is united, and we are actually planning a CODEL where we would take leaders from Michigan as well as from other Great Lakes states to see this area and to improve the efficiency of keeping the Asian carp out of the Great Lakes.
Congressman John Molinar here with us. He represents Michigan's 4th Congressional District in the House. The EPA and its federal partners are also in the process of developing Action Plan number three for the GLRI. That would take into effect the years 2020 through 2024. What are some of the additional things that you'd like to see? What are some of the additional input you are hearing from the public, and where does it go?
Well, I think, you know, when it comes to the Great Lakes, people want to make sure they're clean. And that's why we partner with organizations like Ducks Unlimited, other nonprofits that work very hard at keeping the rivers, the lakes and streams that are all part of that ecosystem with the Great Lakes pristine. And we want to continue to see the research that's being done. Some of our leading research universities, Central Michigan University, does a lot on protecting the Great Lakes because it's all related, the wetlands, the streams, the rivers that run into the Great Lakes. We're also supporting an increase in the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund, which helps to dredge harbors and keeps these harbors open for tourism, boating, and fishing. And that's billions of dollars of economic activity for our state. And so it all works together, and there's a delicate balance that we need to preserve. And I'll tell you, it was great news when the president announced from the stage in Grand Rapids his support for this Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Last year at this time, he came out fully embracing a new lock at the Sioux Locks, and he's really leading on important priorities for Michigan.
Sure, and on another point here, I want to make sure that I mentioned this, because you're also part of the Sustainable Chemistry Research and Development Act that it will have companion legislation put forth this week as well from Chris Coons, Susan Collins, Amy Klobuchar, and Shelley Moore Capito. What is this about when you talk about Chemistry Research and Development Act when it's sustainable? Is the Sustainable Chemistry Research Act? What do you make of it? What is it?
Well, it's a way that the federal government, you know, the federal government's this huge operation, and sometimes there's not collaboration within agencies to ensure that there's a streamlined process and effective collaboration. And so what this legislation does is kind of calls for a collaboration across the federal government to encourage innovation, to encourage spin-off technologies from universities and research institutions on new technologies that are actually improvements over old technologies, but maybe more sustainable in the future. And so they're better for the environment, they're better for conservation, and then they're effective. And so when you think of the federal government, you know, you don't want the federal government directing all these activities. You want to take advantage of the innovation of the private sector and our universities, but you do want to have a point of entry where the federal government can help collaborate so that there's public-private partnerships that
sure
really encourage innovation.
Absolutely. And so obviously some important initiatives going on that you're a part of, all of which connect back to Michigan. These are important considerations, Congressman. We got about 30 seconds left here. I'll give you the last word for this Friday.
Well, Steve, first of all, thanks for having me. And we've got a lot of good things happening in Michigan. We've got a delegation that's fighting for, you know, a new lock at the Sioux Locks. They've got $75 million, and the federal government has Army Corps of Engineers moving forward on that. The president's leading. We've got the Great Lakes. Some exciting things happen. We still have a lot of work to do, you know, with the opioid situation,
always,
with rural broadband. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But I'm encouraged with the direction we're headed and excited to be part of it.
Congressman John Molinar here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.